Sadly Lacking Radio presents Something to Hide.
This is the Something to Hide podcast from the Sadly Lacking Network. I'm your host, Sean, and this is Episode 7, VPNs and Proxies. Well, it happened. It passed. The so-called anti-piracy bill has passed. 37 for and 13 against. That's a serious majority. If you're just tuning in, I urge you to go back and listen to this show from the first episode. The show kind of alters between providing information on how to protect yourself as well as providing commentary on Australian legislation in relation to your personal freedoms. So the easiest way to check it all out is to subscribe to the RSS feed for the show, and that feed is available from the website, which is somethingtohide.net. So there you will find all the episodes posted, and you can stream or download each one. It's also got a link to subscribe to our feed. And you can also listen to this show on the Sadly Lacking Network, as well as on TuneIn Radio and Stitcher. So plenty of ways to get the show. You can get updates about this show on Twitter. The Twitter handle for this show is @HideThisPodcast. All show updates, relevant news articles, and the occasional commentary can be found there. You can also email me at hidethispodcast@protonmail.ch. So Proton Mail's encryption-based email. It's located in Switzerland, and all the emails stored there are encrypted and are only available to me, so nobody can actually decrypt the information that's stored there. You can also find my PGP key for my email address in most PGP directories, and it's also available on the website, as is the Twitter account information. So there's lots of ways to engage with the show. Get involved, you know. Send us some feedback. Let me know what you want to hear about, what you want to talk about. The more people that speak to me about this show, the more content we'll have. Like I said, it's been a while. Quite a long while, actually. So welcome back. And as always, thank you for listening. To be honest, I've been really disheartened by the passing of this latest bill. It's kind of another nail in the coffin. It's another step closer to complete control, and in my opinion, a totalitarian state is kind of on its way, which is why I've been so discouraged. I know. I should be impassioned by the passing of the bill. I should be up in arms, but I haven't been. And as a result, there's been no show in months. Months and months. What I'm getting at here is that the state of things online in Australia have, in the last 12 to 15 months, really taken a turn for the worse. Think about it. First, we had the National Security Legislation Amendment Bill. This made sure the government let themselves off the hook for any potential illegal operation they were planning or already executing. They did this by making it illegal to report on anything they deem a Special Intelligence Operation, or SIO. By the way, it's illegal to even talk to a reporter about one of these SIOs now. Second, they passed the metadata retention laws, so now we have mass surveillance in place online. All of your information online is being collected for perusal by the government. They are free to correlate this information in any way they would like to. And lastly, the anti-piracy bill has passed. This bill has forced the introduction of a framework whereby the government can dictate online censorship should they choose to do so. Think about it again. It's illegal to report on government wrongdoings. Mass surveillance is in place, and we have imposed the means for mass censorship. This is your state of affairs in Australia in 2015. So there are two points I want to talk about here today. The first is specific to the anti-piracy bill passing, so it's really important to understand how Australian ISPs are most likely to enforce this law and also to understand how you can ensure that you aren't violating the terms of this law while still protecting yourself online. The second point is about the bigger picture here and our future and what I'm calling the 5 points of the surveillance state. More on that later. So the bill has passed. Let's recap what it's all about. The Copyright Amendment Online Infringement Bill 2015 allows rights holders to go to a federal court judge to get overseas websites, aka online locations, blocked. And they're blocked based on the idea that they've been defined as having the primary purpose of their website to be facilitating copyright infringement. So in other words, sites like the Pirate Bay, which facilitate the downloading of TV shows, movies, and other media online without paying for them, can be blocked under a successful blocking request. A great example of this would be the Dallas Buyers Club fiasco. The owners of this content in Australia, which would be the film distributors, can now put through a blocking request on the grounds that people can download their movie for free via a site like the Pirate Bay or Kick-Ass Torrents. If they are successful in their request to get the site blocked, Australian internet providers like iiNet, Optus, Dodo, and Telstra will have to comply with the judge's orders by disabling customer access to these locations. The trouble with this new law is the loose terms defined in the bill: online location and primary purpose. Because these terms remain undefined and vague, under this new law, any number of legitimate websites could be blocked. And more importantly than that, for this particular bill, it's the process change that this bill facilitates. It puts into motion a set of events whereby the government asks a privatized company to censor something they deem unlawful, and they must unquestionably comply. So it basically puts into place a systemic method of government censorship for the internet. Government doesn't like it, they deem it unlawful, private ISP has to block it. So the question is, how are they going to do this? Well, the easiest way to do this is with DNS poisoning. It's also the most cost-effective way to do it. So what's DNS, you say? Well, DNS is essentially a directory service. DNS stands for Domain Name System. All DNS does on a basic level is transform a machine-readable address to a human-readable format. So when you type in google.com.au in your web browser, DNS looks up google.com.au and finds the machine address for it, 74.125.227.239. So this system is used everywhere. So when you type thepiratebay.se into your web browser, your ISP looks up the machine address, which is also called an IP address, and lets your computer talk to that computer. DNS poisoning is when the ISP takes the IP address associated with thepiratebay.se and makes it invalid. It's kind of like if you changed your home address in the phone book to be 123 Fake Street. Whenever someone looked you up in the directory, they wouldn't be able to find where you actually live. They'd always try and find you at 123 Fake Street, which is not real. So your home internet connection, most likely, is using your ISP's DNS servers. You get your directory information from them. So what the ISP does is changes the piratebay.se to something else, and now you can't access it whenever you type it into your web browser. It's cheap, it's easy, and it will thwart most people from accessing that site. They haven't taken the site down, they've just denied you access to it. Here's the kicker, though. That isn't a very effective way to deny people access to a site. You can change where you get your directory information from. You can set up your own DNS servers, and you can set it at your home router level or even on your computer. And there are several universal DNS servers, the most ubiquitous one probably being Google, which is 8.8.8. So that's four eights with periods between them. So by going into your internet settings on your computer and changing your domain name server settings to point to 8.8.8.8, you've already thwarted the mighty site blocking, which will have to be implemented by law in Australia. Not much to worry about, right? But let's assume that the ISPs decide to do a proper implementation. That will make changing your DNS settings useless. I won't go into the technical side of why that is, just understand that if they do decide to do that, you may need to take further action to protect yourself. And really, this further action is probably a good idea anyway. There are a couple of options, but before we get into what they are, let's take a quick break. When we come back, VPNs and proxies and how you can use them to get what you want. Stay tuned.
Start OS 2014, and the end of July, I was sick as fuck. Can you hear that? Listen to the music that's being played from my motherfucking nose.
Stop tripping.
Fuck.
Batch.
Fuck you.
Yeah, get your mind right. Rolling up a cigarette, eyes up on a high flight. Minds mixed with cyanide. I am writing every finer night or a brighter day. I can say I stay smoking till my eyes are gray. I cut the weed with a Viking's blade. I bust seeds in a Titan's face. How do my kids taste? And meanwhile, you've been checking all this new shit like
Barry raps are tight, but they really don't do
fuck
shit.
Up. Well, fuck that. So stupid as when I was a rug rat. Now the only thing is I call crack. Spitting on these rocks and stones flat. That's just a fun fact for you fat faggot amateurs. Get out and just run to the woods with your motherfucking allergies. Thorns in the bush that'll open up your bag of bees. And my nuts that'll clog up your throat. I'm not up these notes, got the product, the hoax, bitch. Traveling through time, feeling average. Future holds the past, get your ass up in a salad dish. Start eating and quit fucking beefing. The only thing that's needed, the future comes with freedom. Traveling through time, feeling average. Future holds the past, get your ass up in a salad dish. Start eating and quit fucking beefing. The only thing that's needed, the future comes with freedom. Yeah. I need some future from some bad toast. An asshole with mad flow is barrow. Poster where the grass grows. A couple castles, probably a pink jet. Or I could light my cigarettes in a simple rest. Up in the cockpit, drunk and cathartic. Punk gotten star sick as he strums with guitar picks. Held up in hostage with a bitch, but it's all bliss. Searching for the Ventis, but I left him in the office. But for now, I'm just chilling in the bungalow. Mom is so stressed, where a motherfucking summer go. Charlie on the phone, like, what the fuck you doing, man? Chopping up these bones, feeling loopy like Toucan Sam. Toucan dance with some jazz and a smooth accent. What kind of proof that sent? Like, you gotta pay more to get a couple, or the less they love you. Should invest in double, cause the guests can subdue all your dreams and your silly fucking fantasies. Let them shorten things from whatever you can plan to be. I need a jet, I need a fucking race car. I need a little money so I can cop a couple race cards. Till I face broads, head high as Everest. Talk with my parents knowing they will never stress. And I'll never be depressed. I swear to God, like, is that what fucking future holds, man? Traveling through time, feeling average. Future holds the past, get your ass up in a salad dish. Start eating and quit fucking beefing. The only thing that's needed, the future comes with freedom. Traveling through time, feeling average. Future holds the past, get your ass up in a salad dish. Start eating and quit fucking beefing. The only thing that's needed, the future comes with freedom.
That was Australian artist Barrow with Traveling Through Time. That's right, Australian hip-hop. I never thought I'd be playing Australian hip-hop on this show because historically it has been awful. But obviously things have changed. Barrow is 17, he's from Melbourne, and he is smashing it. So his music makes reference to smoking, drinking, skipping school, and growing up in southeast Melbourne. Unsurprising that he's talking about these things. Like I said, the dude is 17 years old. He's still doing these things. And he's part of a new breed of hip-hop in Australia that kind of gives me some faith that the genre is alive and well in Australia. So for more on Barrow, spelled B-A-R-O, check out his Bandcamp page and SoundCloud page, where he has music available for free as well as for sale. So stay tuned on that. More tunes to come later in the show. So you've probably heard of a VPN before, or maybe a proxy as well. At a very high level, these do the same sort of thing. Essentially, they create a connection to a computer outside the control of your ISP and outside of Australia, ideally. They are used in a lot of places around the world, and for good reason. A VPN would be my preferred method of avoiding those prying eyes, mainly because they are more comprehensive in what they mask and are much more reliable. So what is a VPN? A VPN acts as a middleman. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, by the way. You connect to a VPN server, and it handles all of your requests on the internet. In other words, all of your requests to access the Pirate Bay go through the VPN server, not through your computer. It bypasses your ISP, it bypasses your country, and it allows you to access things that your middleman can see that you probably can't. It then securely passes back all of this information to display on your computer. And there are a lot of ways to do this. The easiest way is probably with a paid VPN service. There are countless services out there. Hide My Ass, Private Internet Access, Tunnel Bear, Pro XPN. There are tons of them. They cost money, and that's because they do what they advertise. I will not be reviewing VPN services here. For more information on which VPN service is best, Google VPN reviews. It's not hard. I would recommend using one of these services if you're not sure what a VPN is or how they work, but you still want to be protected. If you're more into computers and have a better understanding of how they work, I suggest checking out Tor, which we've discussed in an earlier episode of this show. If you're keen, you can go even deeper. Set up your own VPN server, or use SSH tunneling to set up a SOX proxy with your web browser, or find a friend to help you out. There are plenty of technical resources out there on how to bypass internet censorship. It's a big thing these days, and Australia is kind of just playing catch-up to some of the regimes that already have these things in place. It is important to remember that a VPN is not anonymous. Whichever service you use, they will be collecting information on you. So breaking a law in the country your VPN is hosted in means that you may be prosecuted there. VPN services will and do collect information on the sites you visit unless they explicitly say that they don't in their terms and services. So a VPN simply gives you access to things that your ISP might have censored or that your country might have censored. It is not a way to become anonymous. If you want anonymity, Tor is your best option, or public Wi-Fi on an anonymous computer, or use a virtual machine, or the Tails operating system, but there are plenty of ways to be anonymous. A VPN is not one of them. VPNs will allow you to continue to access sites that are blocked, but really that's about it. Honestly, if you're most concerned with making sure you've got access to download your TV shows and your movies, maybe you should actually rethink a VPN. This kind of brings me to the second thing I mentioned earlier in the show, the thing I wanted to speak a little bit about. So there are two popular viewpoints on the dystopian future that we potentially face. One's Orwellian in nature, that is, oppression through totalitarianism, state-controlled surveillance, the corruption of language, and the complete disintegration of personal privacy. The other viewpoint is that of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. So his viewpoint was that of a future filled with distraction and pleasure, a place where people are so consumed with themselves and with each other that they just stop paying attention. They stop caring about what's going on around them and find themselves in a state where they're powerless. Both men believe strongly in the idea that the propagation of ignorance among the masses leads to strength for the state. If they needed a joint motto, it would probably have been, "Ignorance is strength." Don't let that happen. Remember, knowledge is power, not ignorance. Keep yourself informed. Pay attention. Maybe if you just can't live without those movies, those TV shows, go ahead and read a book instead. Make some art. Talk to your neighbor. Do something. Because the government isn't really interested in keeping you from downloading anything. In fact, I'm sure they prefer your eyes are glued to the TV, the computer screen, whatever it is you use. They're more interested that you pay attention to celebrity culture and mass media. Because the more you do that, then the less attention is paid to what the people in power are doing. Australia's future is in your hands, and if you want it to be, you can change it, but you've got to be paying attention. There's no fate but what we make. Make the future yours. Get involved.
Get your smile away. 2 weeks still be friends. And I stand and sing all fine. Why says mess in my head? Desiring other things.
Atlanta-based artist Algiers with Black Eunuch. So what does the future hold for Australia, or for the world for that matter? We've already seen the legitimization of electronic surveillance here. Australia sometimes is notoriously known for being behind the times, and I'd say that in this instance, that's definitely the case. But they're catching up, so what happens now? As I see it, there are five main points to maintaining a surveillance regime. Number one, control the citizens. Propagandize them to reinforce the state's ideals. Create legislation that backs this up. Militarize the police force. Number two, ensure total visibility of all citizen action. Three, give the state complete and total impunity. Number four, enable complete democratic dissent. Ensure the media, civil rights advocates, political activists, and whistleblowers are successfully marginalized. And finally, ensure the state creates economic partnerships that will enable the existing regime. So Australia has a ways to go. We don't have a militarized police force yet. I fully expect that in the next 5 to 10 years. It will happen. The government's already getting into the social media game, and with the metadata laws passed, they've ensured that any data they aren't collecting themselves, they'll have unadulterated access to in the future. So what does this all mean? Well, people, it's not looking good. In my current state of mind, it seems that things are pretty close to hopeless. The most important thing you can do right now is arm yourself with knowledge. Stay ahead of the game. Remain aware of what's happening with your rights. Just do something about it. Say something to your local politician. Write something on why you're upset. Make a podcast. Just don't keep sitting there doing nothing. Remember, in their eyes, ignorance is strength. Inaction is what they're after. But nothing could be further from the truth. Remember, knowledge is power. Talk about what's going on with your loved ones. Have a conversation. Just don't sit back and watch. Stay informed and stay active. I've got to say, the last 7 episodes of this show have really been a good time. It's been a fun and interesting journey so far in making this show, and I've learned a lot about myself, about Australian law, and about making audio shows. It's unfortunate that most of the content has been so depressing as of late, but that's the state of affairs in Australia today. Things are kind of closing in around us in terms of privacy laws and personal freedoms, and we are the collective frog in the boiling pot. So unless we keep talking about how hot the water's getting, things will not end well for us. This is the last episode in what I'm calling Season 1 of the Something to Hide podcast. Season 2 will be a little different, hopefully more polished, more put together, and less, well, ranty. I also promise the show schedule will be much more consistent. So today's show took content from the Sydney Morning Herald website, truthout.org, youtube.com, bandcamp.com, and slate.com. This is the Something to Hide podcast. I am your host, Sean. Stay tuned for Season 2 of the show, which is coming soon. And as always, thank you for listening.
In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party. But always, there will be the intoxication of power. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
Yeah. what you like, what I like. Why can't we both be right? My breath, I'm gonna work myself to death.